Radio Sefarad features an interview held in June during the visit to Spain of Bob Horn, ex-director of the United States Holocaust Memorial Council, and one of the most concerned American politicians in the fight against antisemitism. First of all, Mr. Horn, welcome to Spain, and thank you for talking to Radio Sefarad.
Thank you very much. It's really very nice being here.
What's the meaning of your trip to Spain?
I serve as counsel to an organization called Republicans Abroad, which is an organization that encompasses American expatriates living abroad for business or personal reasons. The organization is designed essentially to collect people who have a Republican philosophy and to make them aware of their opportunity to vote in the American election, provided that they are American citizens. And this organization played a pivotal role in the first election of George Bush, and again was well organized and worked very hard in this last election as well.
What's your relation, your links with Jewish institutions?
I serve for 12 years on the United States Holocaust Memorial Council, was appointed originally by President Reagan and then reappointed by the first President Bush, and then asked to stay on for another 2 years by President Clinton. During that time, I was involved in the creation of the museum and ultimately chaired what we call the Content Committee of the museum, which put the management structure for the museum together once it was built. In my last capacity with the museum, I was involved in the restitution for double victims in Eastern Europe who were both hurt by the Nazis and had their property taken away, and then came back to Eastern Europe and then all of a sudden lost everything again when the communists took over. So in those 12 years, I was involved in a number of both domestic policy issues and foreign policy issues. And also, subsequent to that, I served on the board of the American Jewish Committee in Washington.
Talking about the Shoah, do you think there are more efforts in the remembrance of the Shoah in the United States than in Europe?
There may well be. My parents escaped from Germany in 1938. They were the only survivors left of my entire family, which was a big family. When I was appointed to the Holocaust Museum, we had a ceremony in the very beginning where we created a memorial inside the museum where we collected all the dirt from each of the concentration camps. And I essentially said to my wife, whose parents were also refugees, that I had finally had an opportunity to bury my grandparents. There is a sensitivity in America, in large part because of our religious and cultural base. We are a Calvinistic society, and most of our democracy is based on the fact that people escaped from all over Europe, and Jews emigrated to beginning very early in the process. The first Jewish immigration was to New York City when Peter Stuyvesant and the Dutch occupied the city, and continuously from them there have been Jews there. But a lot of the Jewish tolerance that exists in America basically comes from the fundamental belief that Americans have in Christianity, and the fact that there are certain values that we call cultural values that essentially are more important in many cases than some of the other issues, more secular issues that impact on society. When we put the museum together, we did not know who would come and visit. When we sat and thought about who would come, we thought that on any given day, even in the best, most optimum day in the summer when children had vacation and parents would be interested in coming, we thought that the most significant number of visitors would come from the Jewish community. And we also thought we would never get more than maybe 2,000 or 2,500 people in the building at any one time. Since its opening, and I'm not sure what the dates, what the numbers are exactly, but there has now been over 25 million visitors to the museum in 12 years. And the number may even be greater. What the museum has done through the story of the Holocaust, through the Shoah, is essentially said to the American public that one has to be vigilant as to what government does, and one has to be willing to speak out. And in sending that message, we get, for example, as a requirement that the classes from the United States Military Academies, the first year classes, especially from the Naval Academy, which is close, but also from West Point and the Air Force Academy, are required to come to Washington and go through the museum. In addition, we have an enormous number of school children who come to the museum as part of groups. And now the Jewish community makes up probably less than between 15 and 20% of the visitors that have come to the museum. Also members of Congress, and every year, especially newly elected members, come to the museum. Under our system, the President of the United States appoints most of the members of the Holocaust Council, but there are 10 congressional members, 10 members of Congress who actually sit on the council as well.
Like an American, how do you feel about the situation of anti-Semitism in Europe nowadays?
As a product of parents who suffered from it, it also is very interesting to me. Communism is gone. Socialism is gone. Most of the isms, fascism is gone. Yet there remains anti-Semitism. Of all the isms in this world, there seems still to be a fundamental problem where, in fact, it becomes either politically a problem because people want to line up with movements that are anti-Israel or anti-Jewish, and so this is a persistent issue. In the United States, we've tried as a community to address this issue. We also don't do a very good job in that respect, especially in dealing with what's happened in Europe. It seems always convenient to blame the Jews. And so the goal that we should be setting for ourselves is a goal which essentially says there are certain moral requirements of human interaction. And the Jewish community and the non-Jewish community, slowly seems to be getting an understanding of this fact. Pope John essentially reached out to the Jewish community in a way that the Catholic Church had never done before. And that's in my estimation, the hope that these communications between the Christian establishment and the Jewish establishment can finally understand that there's a need, if society is going to be successful, that there's a need for better communications and better understanding of what the requirements are in terms of human survival.
We know that you are half Sephardi, no?
Yes.
Yes. So how do you feel about being back in Sepharad?
It's fascinating. My mother comes from a family that left Spain in 1492. They went, and we were able to trace the fact that they went from Spain to Amsterdam. And ultimately, about in the early part of the 1700s, went from Amsterdam to Germany. My mother tells the story, and my mother is 93, tells the story that there was a family Bible. which really gave the history of the family, but which didn't survive the war because her parents were still alive when she left Germany, and she didn't take the Bible with her. But it, from the story, the family stories, the Bible actually described had initial entries in Spain and described the Germany to Holland and on. I've been able to trace the family back to Holland, but I still haven't made the connection between Holland and Spain.
We wish you can make it here, make that connection, and thank you very much for talking with Radio Sefarad, and we hope you come back soon.
Thank you very much.